Well, I heard some good returns on the Mercer boys in their performance last week, playing up some bigger schools in the South Harrison tournament. Mercer beat Northeast Nottoway in the opener. Ran into the eventual tournament champion, Maysville. I saw Maysville Saturday night against Princeton. That is a really good, rugged basketball team. Maysville got Mercer by 32. Mercer played South Harrison, didn't beat them, but as we're talking here with Coach Dan Martin, Coach, you're pretty pleased with the way that the boys performed against a pretty decent South Harrison team, correct?
Yeah, regarding matchups, we were very pleased with some of the things we did right, and we did a few things wrong and ended up costing us ultimately in the end. But I don't know. I was happy with, you know, we being the only 1A school on the winner's side of that bracket is actually something as well. And I was really proud of our big guy, Brendan Wolf, who had a really good game.
Yeah, one of the things I'm noticing with you guys is, as you mentioned at the front of the season, I think everybody knows this, that your go-to guy if you need a bucket is going to be Tyler Meineke, but your supporting cast around Tyler, it's really improved here over the last month, month and a half, has it not?
Yeah, it really has. If you look throughout the course of last year in our scorebooks and this year, not just scoring, I mean, there's a lot of kind of unnoticed things that they all do well also, but we've had a lot more offensive contribution from a lot of our players, which, you know, kind of takes the pressure off of Tyler sometimes when he's going to run into matchups, and he's going to get the best matchup from every team every night. So it's pretty crucial that our supporting cast steps up at times. I felt like there was times they did.
Is when you're playing a Maysville coach, and we know, you know, the sort of team that Maysville has, they're very good, and you play South Harrison, is just the thing that a school Mercer size battles the most is just depth and then just the physicality of that those bigger schools present?
Yeah, we didn't match up physically real well, especially against Maysville. They got some men on that team, and they got a lot of them, and they like to get out and run and push the ball, and when you're pretty much playing six deep overall, that's kind of hard for, you know, to keep up with and play that kind of style of game the entire game. I felt like there was a lot of times we did a really good job, and I know the score doesn't show it, but we did some good things during that game against a team like that.
Final score against South Harrison, 65-53. So, yeah, it, just as far as, you know, being able to play with South Harrison and score the ball against them a little bit, was that one of the better nights that your team has had offensively, Coach?
Yeah, it actually was. I had some people even tell me about how I think we scored 23 in the first quarter or whatever. You know, for us, that's a big game for us. We come out really well. We had a game plan. We stuck to it at first. We did a good job. We kind of, still, I think, you know, we're still not really playing any seniors, and we still kind of sometimes get away from those things, and then we'll end up, I looking back, we have a moment every game, it seems like, that ends up being a bad moment, and it cost us, you know, when we try to make a comeback from it. So that hurt, and it's no lie, you know, but we did a good job overall, I guess, trying to control the pace best we could, and that team can shoot well. We found that out.
I think if you look at the conference, Grundy has established themselves as a team to beat. They're really rolling right now in HDC play. Yeah, I've seen Gilman City a couple of times, and I know that they're veteran. They have some guys who know what to do. You know, certainly, you know Langfitt, he's a surefire, you know, first teamer as far as all HDC. So that's the game tomorrow night, Coach, where I look at your team at Gilman City and I look at it and say, you know, for Mercer, that's a great opportunity coming off some decent performances last week to see if you can take that on the road.
Yeah, and, you know, against a team like that likes to really get out and run, they're not overly sized at all. They're just a lot of guards, and they have one big kid, but as far as just being real physical, they're a little different than us, and we rely a little bit more on our anything we can score within 10 feet of the hoop, and theirs is more, you know, from the three-point line. So it's going to be an interesting matchup, and we're going to work hard to try to make sure we keep it and play our style that works for us, and hopefully defensively can get some stops, you know, being a little bit bigger team.
The first time around against Grundy at your place, 62-25, you really struggled in that matchup. So, yeah, obviously you want to go to Galt Friday night, you want to win, but you want to be more competitive in the long run than the first time around, correct?
Yeah, it was probably our worst game of the year, in my opinion, as far as just overall performance. We didn't show up. I felt ready to play. We kind of had some mental letdowns, and I have noticed the mental growth this year of the boys, and hopefully they can handle the adversity a little better, because with playing at Grundy, their homecoming, the team that they have, and fans and everything, you know, they're gonna see adversity, and I just hope we can handle it better, and I think that'll end up showing up at the end of the game on the scoreboard.
That's the head coach of the Mercer boys basketball program, and Dan Martin. We'll talk about the Meadville tournament coming up next week with Coach, and then Winston comes to Mercer to end the month. Months getting away from us already. 31st of January will be Winston at Mercer with a trip to Tri-County then for the Cardinals on February 2nd. Appreciate the information, Coach. Congrats on the successes from last week, and good luck at Gilman City tomorrow night.
Thanks so much, Tom.